Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
I can't remember how long this goes on. We'll give it another five. Ba-bop. Nope. It's about to do it. Now we've waited this long. Ah, there we go.
Gotta get there.
There we go.
That was worth it.
I don't think you meant that. I think you're disrespecting Rush is what I think.
Can I say one thing about the previous segment?
Okay.
Okay, this is why I love Wheels, when we were talking about the baby, the stupid baby. Stupid.
No, the baby's smart.
I know. That's why I love stupid. Wheels, because he's like, this is so dumb, blah, blah, blah. But I love the baby. Like, yeah. He just kept saying super nice things about the baby.
It's not the baby's fault.
He was complaining.
I'm not giving that baby the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I am.
Period. That's final.
It's the geniuses in Mensa. I almost said Memphis. Which doesn't make any sense at all.
You just gave up your membership.
Well, there's a reason I don't have a card.
So you think Mensa shouldn't exist?
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, stop measuring little kids.
Okay.
I think they shouldn't exist. Like, what are they doing for anybody?
I mean, I'm not going to, I won't fight that argument, but I don't care if it exists. It's not, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But like, we don't need to be putting that on little kids.
Mensa seems to be...
That can only be, like, your parents bragging about you. Like, what's the real benefit of doing that? And for a seven-year-old, there is none. It's just bragging rights.
Mensa is a professional fart-sniffing organization.
Damn!
I just looked up the baby.
Unconcerned with how they feel about a seven-year-old.
The baby is extremely cute.
Yeah. Is he still? Is he seven now?
No, he's two.
Oh, maybe there's a different one.
Yeah, I think there's
again.
A different
there's always a bunch.
Why
of
is
them.
This even a conversation? It's like, yeah, you know what? We're gonna send our major league scouts to watch that 9-year old. So stupid.
So I don't doubt that geniuses show their genius at a very young age.
100%.
I don't doubt that.
100%.
But I would bet every penny I have that when that mother was pregnant with this kid, he was going to be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
They were all ready for it, and I doubt he rolled over. They probably shoved him. Because like someone said, what, the kid's not going to go brag about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
the kid's not calling Mensa.
That's really what I don't like about it. You're putting a tag on that kid that will always come with pressure.
Yeah.
Right? And it's all about bragging rights for the parents. Like, my kid was the youngest Mensa member. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's talk about like what they end up doing when they get older, when it matters. When you're older, these things matter more.
It just pisses me off that at two, they're willing to let you in. But when you're 60 and you apply, they want you to take it.
Oh, yeah. They want proof. They want to test you.
They want receipts.
They don't even care if you can roll over.
I tried to give them a DGS hat. Didn't matter.
I rolled over and over again. Dave's and they were like, they just looked at me.
Dave's like, I rolled over and gave paw. So no, like again, I don't have a problem with Mensa being a thing. It's fine if you want to measure, you know, people that are of ages where it can matter, but let's stop recognizing little tiny children.
We should get me into Mensa so I can ruin it.
It'd be so great.
Just at hoity-toity cocktail parties, talking about wiping my butt with a towel. And
I think there was a comedian who did that once.
He's quite a lesser genius.
This comedian named Jamie, I think, joined Mensa just so that she could like upset all of them by being really annoying.
You know,
and
they have
pointing
the worst
out
parties.
How stupid it is. Yeah,
and I bet they're like the worst swingers of all time.
Like, do you get benefits with your Mensa card?
No.
Do you get discounts?
No,
like,
only like in AARP? your own head. You get a Mensa card so that you can walk around going, "Ooh, why don't I get a discount for being in Mensa? I should get something for being in Mensa."
Do you get 10% off dinners at Applebee's or something?
I feel like we're all kind of kidding except Andrew.
I don't care for. I don't care for. I think they are.
Super geniuses.
I just think that it's kind of a dumb idea, personally. I think it's kind of a very silly. Like I said, it's just a ego based fart sniffing.
So
thing.
What if we all took a test?
And you're the smartest one,
and you could get in.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Obviously, I could get in if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
Yeah, he doesn't want to win a Grand Slam.
I don't want to.
Doesn't sound fun.
So you would turn it down.
I would never try. I will try if you want me to.
Should we all take IQ tests live on the air right now?
Yes.
Sure. Can we take? Can you?
Aren't
they a little more involved?
IQ challenge.
Let's give them to each other.
Are they more involved than a challenge. Radio segment? Put it this way. If you could be given that IQ test in 4 minutes, that's not really telling you much.
I want to take the test that the apes took on Planet of the Apes when they came to the Earth.
Yeah.
Where they stacked boxes up to get a banana.
I want to take that one that, like, the cognitive test that Trump took where he was like, that's an elephant.
Dog.
Horse. Giraffe.
TV. Person.
I'd pass
camera.
That one.
That is one of my favorites.
I'd pass that one.
I was with my dad when he took that test and failed with Alzheimer's. You're not supposed to fail. And if you do pass, you're not supposed to brag. It just means you don't have dementia.
Right. It doesn't
it's
mean you're smart. It just means
test.
You're not going
it's
the wrong
the
way.
The lowest possible bar to brag
it
about.
It is. It is literally the lowest possible bar.
I knew that was an apple. Right away, I knew that was an apple.
There's a question between apple and elephant. Elephant has a trunk.
Apples are elephant. Red.
I said, I'm not stupid. Big ears. I see the big ears.
He aced it. He aced an Alzheimer's test.
Well.
That's so good.
You do wonder if this little 2-year-old who joined Mensa, if he potty trains faster than the average toddler. Or if it's I'm passing my IQ test, but you got to change my diaper.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's the least potty trained member of Mensa.
He's outsmarting his parents.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to join until I'm 80 and I'm wearing diapers. Me doth believe I've soiled myself again. Like this guy.
Fetch the
Oops,
dude wipes.
I've crapped my pants. Like Tolstoy. Yeah, there'd be such pressure to be in Mensa. Like every event you went to, I would be measuring everything I said.
See, that's what I'm saying. And all of it is for nothing. All of it doesn't mean anything.
You could go the other way. You could just like catch quarters off your elbow and they'd be like, he's so eccentric. It's because he's so smart.
He keeps it light.
Yeah. He doesn't let his genius affect him, as in affect.
Yes. I don't know if I want to make fun anymore or not.
Do it.
Oh, wait,
look. Listen, a Mensa membership offers benefits.
Okay.
Like meeting like-minded people.
Yeah.
Participating in intellectually stimulating activities.
Yeah, so far nothing.
And accessing exclusive content and discounts.
Whoa. Discounts.
Discounts.
What kind of discounts are we talking about?
That's what I want to know.
Prostitutes.
If any of our listeners out there are in Mensa, keep it to yourself. I don't care.
Let's see here. No, I can't find anything on
the
discounts,
today?
Though.
Took down a real smart baby.
Yeah, we
no. Just the organization that's being goofy.
I'm taking down the baby.
Yeah. Little
guy's that baby
fine.
Needs to learn some humility.
I'm a fan of the little guy. Not a fan of the grown people that are like, you know what we should do? We should put pressure on this child for the rest of their lives.
But let's be honest. What are the chances that kid grows up to be anything but an a-hole?
Well, he's getting off on the wrong foot because
his fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's getting off on the wrong foot because he's having all these people treat him like this.
Yeah.
He's a baby. If you met him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a normal baby. That's a 2-year-old baby. He's very cute and very sweet.
and he's probably not the smartest human being to ever exist.
They have a whole section on their website that's like, is my child gifted?
Yes.
See, they have...
We should take that for me. Let's find out if I'm gifted.
Oh, that's good.
I used to be able to roll over.
How about
not
this?
So much anymore.
Let's tell them.
Oh, you want to see some of the criteria?
Let's tell them that you're 11 and let's send them your picture setting on the toilet for DoorDash.
Do you guys want to go through some of the characteristics they list for bright children?
A giant 11-year-old
son.
Okay,
so this is what the headline thing it says this is far from being an all-inclusive list. And not every bright child has all of these characteristics. But one is an exceptionally keen sense of comical or bizarre humor. Okay. So they're funny.
Check.
Imagination and creativity. Mm-hmm. So extraordinary capacity for ingenious, flexible use of ideas, processes, materials, or anything else. That seems pretty wide open.
Yeah.
they have the skill of inquiry. They have questions.
Every child has that, yes.
Memory and processing, which I think is pretty clear.
Object permanence.
They are also unusually aware of or responsive to experiences. So they're sensitive. That's the way they use the word sensitivity in there. Expressiveness. Reasoning.
You're just describing being alive.
There's no care in the world.
Well,
here's
the thing. It's all of these things, and then the first thing they put in there is just extraordinary or outstanding or excessive. Like, that's all subjective.
Yeah, and every parent thinks their child is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so every parent's going to see this and go, well. And again, kids are not the problem.
I wonder if Mensa is sad to say no to people because they need the members.
I don't know.
Yeah, do you have to maintain a membership?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think the single best part of being in Mensa is telling somebody else they don't get to be in Mensa.
Oh,
I think
that's a good point.
I think that's what you live... If you're in Mensa...
He has a point.
I think that's what you're living for. You're living for the chance to go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm smart enough, but you're just not smart enough.
I am filling out an application for Andrew.
Nice.
Oh, there's a St. Louis area Mensa.
Let's just crash it.
Going to show up there and knock on the door.
We're going to show up and there's going to be a sign that already says, like, no Dave Glover show members.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, man.
Our picture's up on a corkboard.
I'm not going to lie, man. They're showing pictures of all these people. We'd probably fit right in with them. Most of them. There are a couple that I'm like, that guy's figuring out problems I could never even conceive of.
Honorary memberships.
Oh.
You know?
Kind of like
how Bill Cosby got his doctorate.
Right, you get your honorary degrees.
Yeah.
So if you join, you get to go to conferences and meetings, workshops and seminars, chess and math tournaments. See, like, those things I get are the draw, right? Like, those kind of things. Like, you're testing yourself against other people that do those things. Lunches and dinners. Lunches and dinners.
Ooh, I like lunch.
No, I do like lunches and dinners.
You know what I really dislike on TikTok that goes against my genius status is what's 4 minus 3 plus 12 minus a possum? And you're just like, who's spending their free time doing this?
That's a people.
Give me another problem. Yeah.
And to be clear to my brilliant friends that are maybe Mensa members, my only issue with Mensa is the whole grading of children. I don't care about the rest. The rest of it's fine.
Who's backtracking over there?
No, I'm serious. She's not. We're all nerds about something. I'm a nerd about sports or about Lord of the Rings or whatever. Whatever you're into is cool,
right?
And that's not a problem. It's just the whole. Right, sure, that's fine too. Valid. It's just like that one. Leave the kids out of it.
Well, words to live by.
Wow. Yeah. Like to see who disagrees with that.
Put a bow on it.
How about those Cardinals?
Well, sounds like they're going to play tonight.
Unlike those kids. Wowza.
I feel like I had more jokes, but I can't make them now.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 423 on the dot. We're out of here tonight at 428 to make room for Matt Pauly to do the pregame show. And then, weather permitting, the Cardinals play at 535. Kev, may I give a peak performer of the day?
Yeah, you can. Who do you want to give? So you want me to do the sponsorship, or do you want me to just let you read the name?
No, I've got one.
Oh.
And then you can do yours.
Okay.
This just in. I can barely read this, but it's a news story.
Okay.
Texas Solicitor General Judd Stone resigned after admitting to statements made in a letter he circulated at the Texas Attorney General's office, stating that he regularly fantasizes that his colleague would get anally violated by an asteroid. Real story. These are our leaders.
Yeah.
He wrote a letter about that and distributed it at work?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, enjoy the private sector.
Crazy.
People are real freaks, man. Real freaks.
Well said.
Well, you know, hey. That person's ruling on other people's livelihoods and lives.
The highest lawyer in Texas.
Yeah. Prosecuting other people.
Yes. Judging other
making
people.
Making decisions on who gets to.
Taking cases to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And puts it in writing.
That's,
Lord.
Not great.
How about the real peak performer?
All right. So Game Day Men's Health peak performer is Jordan Walker. Get back to the top of your game with Game Day Men's Health. So guys, I mean, we've talked a lot about Jordan Walker and his struggles, but in the last week, he's hitting .333. He's slugging .500. He's got a home run. I'm sorry, he's got a double and a triple. He had a home run right before that seven-day period. So the last week or so, he's starting to look like hopefully more of what you want. Now, does it mean he's turned it around and he's fixing everything? I don't know yet, but because it's a small sample size. But he has been the Cardinals' most productive hitter over the last week.
Yeah.
He and Brendan Donovan have been their two most productive hitters over the last week of games.
For him.
So just want to recognize while he's going, because he's going well right now. Who knows how it's going to go? But I'd love if he just stabilizes. Forget being great. If he just stabilizes and he can be a solidly above average player, how much better is your lineup that's already good?
I have a dumb guy take.
Okay.
He seems to really, really be a victim of low and outside.
Oh, my God,
If they could just, like, hey, miss on the inside. Swing at bad pitches up or down. But anything that even smells low and outside, strikeout looking, that's fine.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's the message he's hearing. Like, that's what's happening. And I forget who it was recently talking about it, but there was another guy that's a really quality major league hitter who was just... it's Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles. He hit a home run against the Cardinals. I heard him in an interview on the radio a week ago, and he was saying, yeah, what changed his career, what took him from being, I wouldn't say a bust, but a guy that didn't work out in Kansas City to the guy he is now in Baltimore hitting third and putting up big numbers, is that essentially just realizing I'm going to strike out looking sometimes.
Yeah.
And I have to be okay with that. I have to be okay with not covering a certain pitch because I can't do anything with it.
Speaking of busts, yesterday, Dylan Carlson, or the day before, hurt us on a home run.
Yeah.
And I saw a headline that said, former Cardinals bust. And I thought, I get it. I understand. It's sports. It's big boys. But, man, that's rough. Again, the top 1% of the top 1%,
yeah.
And you're just labeled a bust.
I mean, with them, that would be fair. His career's not a bust yet because he's too young. But, like, with them, when you're a first-round pick that was a top 100 prospect and the team's number one overall prospect and you never really become an everyday player with them and they just cast you aside because, well, nothing else to do with you, that's a fair assessment. But is it necessary in the headline?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.